Hi everyone, this is Cherry and you're listening to Christ-Centered Change. I wanted to republish Losing Sugar for Sweetness because I wanted to correct a mistake that I made. The 25 grams is for women. And I know I kept saying milligrams, but it's 25 grams recommended of added sugar for women daily. And that's by the American Heart Association. I mistakenly quoted the CDC. The American Heart Association is recommending for men 36 grams per day. So 36 grams of added sugar per day for men, 25 grams of added sugar per day for women. The CDC is saying less than 10% of your daily calorie intake. I didn't see where it specified men and women. It's just saying 10% of your daily calorie intake. Thank you for listening. I will always correct mistakes. I won't always be perfect, but I'll always correct mistakes. That's just about integrity. So thank you for listening and thank you for your patience. Always, again, seek medical advice concerning any dietary consumption, because your doctor may need you to be doing something different. So always get doctor clearance before changing your diet. Also, I'm going to start including links to the credible sources that I read, so you'll have direct access to those sources. So in the description box is a link for the AHA concerning added sugar and the CDC concerning added sugar. Natural sugar versus added sugar. I just want to take a moment to distinguish between the two. So the natural sugar is things that basically grow from the earth. If it's picked or plucked, it should be natural sugar. Anything else is added sugar. So do look up the added sugar names. Like if you just put in a Google search, like names of sugars that are in foods, then list should generate. So it'll help you be aware of the sugars that are in the foods you're consuming. I did try to do research concerning natural sugar recommendations and my research was limited. So this is a great place for you to talk to your medical provider, your medical professionals. They will give you recommendations for you, specific for you. Especially in correlation to the added sugars that you already are consuming versus your natural sugar. So I encourage you to talk to your medical professionals about your natural sugar intake and what's best for you. Up next is losing sugar for sweetness. If you've already listened, then find the joy. And if you haven't, then enjoy. What God showed me is that you're losing sugar for sweetness, the sweetness of life. The things that are most beautiful in life, we already know are the spiritual things. We just have to really practice it and stop leaning on the carnal things, the fleshly things, the things that can bring fleshly enjoyment. So God encouraged me. It's like, lose sugar for sweetness. It's like, yes, we already know we experience God and we are experiencing God. But whenever you know you need to do something and you have to lose that, think about what you're gaining, right? You're gaining basically, you're less at risk for a lot of common diseases like diabetes, you know, high blood pressure, things like that. You should be less at risk for, of course, talk to your doctor about your risk and everything, but just giving examples. So losing sugar for sweetness, if you do anything, watch your sugar intake. Try to hit that 25 milligrams a day. Some days I'm slightly over, some days I'm slightly under, but overall I believe I'm doing well in balancing, averaging 25 milligrams per day. So keep that at the forefront of your mind. you know, people have said, you know, that sugar is a drug. It is real. It's like, as I examine, I pull out of the sugar world, quote unquote, it is real. Now, I don't eliminate sugar, of course. I will make room for me to have a sweet treat, but it's not in excess. Like, you know when to stop based on your calorie intake and the sugar that's in there, in that actual treat. So you know when to stop, basically. So lose sugar for sweetness. It is amazing. You can do it. Again, I have a sweet tooth, so if I can do it, you guys be encouraged, because you can do it. So thank you so much for listening, and always find the joy. Thank you.